Well, I mean, it's another great night for your bullpen. How important, just going back to last night, what Fuente did for three innings last night, how much did that impact tonight?
It was huge. Anytime these guys have done that, it's given us some breathing room. Gives our back end guys some time off. You know, didn't have to use Suarez last night because of that, because of Didi. It's been an unconventional bullpen at times, with the starters and swing men down there. I mean, Martin did a great job. You know, weren't necessarily planning on using him, but then, you know, we needed somebody to put down the sixth, and there's our Swiss Army knife, you know, and Martin. So those guys have done an unbelievable job, and the back end guys have been virtually flawless. But I thought Richie did a nice job. Just a lot of deep counts, a lot of three ball counts, and so the pitch count got elevated. But did an outstanding job keeping them off the board, you know, and then get charged for one run. But that's a great job. I mean, yeah, you know, you always like to go a little deeper, but he was very effective. And we got enough bullpen that we can cover that stuff, you know, most of the time. But huge hit by Yaz. It's really good to see him doing what he's doing the last few nights. And Doobie keeps on keeping on. I mean, big homer there. But yeah, guys are playing well. It's been fun to watch.
I imagine that's complimentary baseball too, right? Your starters don't feel like they have to go eight innings every night.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the best formula there is when your starters go deep. I mean, you sign up for that every time. But we have the pieces to cover it if it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We've seen it the last two nights, you know, with Didi and with Martin. You know, both guys came into the season as starters, and they've helped us out in situations like that. So, yeah, everyone's chipping in, and even outside of their roles in some instances. So, yeah, we're using the whole roster, and those guys are – everybody's performing.
Is there something to seeing a 22-year-old navigate traffic against a top team in the league that you need to see?
Yeah, look, that's a tough assignment because they force you in the zone. It's the lowest swing rate in baseball, and it's the highest on-base percentage in baseball. So – they force you in the zone. It's a tough assignment, especially for a young pitcher. But I've talked about Richie having the weapons for left-hand hitters, right-handed hitters. He even used a changeup against righties tonight. I think he's got a really good changeup. He spins the ball well, you know, and there's some power with the heater. So he's got all the weapons. He's got the makings of a really good starter in this league for a while. You know, the deep counts and stuff. He'll figure that stuff out. You know, he's got a lot of polish to him.
And Dubon's, you know, at bat with two outs, obviously he's done a really good job in the position. Do you see him make a different approach in that position, or is it just kind of him?
I don't think so. You know, some guys just have a knack for fine tuning their focus in those big spots. There's some guys, I think they get caught up in the emotions of that moment and they get away from themselves. And there's certain guys that just take all that, you know, that adrenaline and that nervous energy and use it to focus. I think Doobie's one of those guys.
But just to think, Yaz, it seemed like he started swinging the bat pretty well Friday night after he made that throw out there in right field. It just kind of, some guys just need that moment, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and you see guys in this game, confidence comes and goes. It's such a hard game, and everybody's going to struggle in this game. I don't care who you are. But, yeah, once you start to get on a roll, like it can go that way, and I think Yaz, hopefully he's finding his groove here, and it's good to see he's been working so hard at fixing some things, and it's good to see him, you know, reap the rewards of that.
What's it mean to you to be your first year as a manager and your first team to 30 wins?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about all that, but I just know it's really nice to come out of the gate playing well. You know, every team wants to do that, right? Coming out of spring training, that's the hope. But to actually go out there and do it, and the way we're doing it, like I said, everybody's contributing. We're not at full strength, which seems crazy when you do the math, but guys are just performing. It's players, man. The players are performing virtually every day on both sides of the ball. So it's always about the players.
One little follow-up to that. Could you envision being this, with this good a record, like you say, not nearly at full strength?
No, I don't think it, you know, I don't ever get too far ahead of myself. I don't look at the big picture like that. It's you're so engrossed in the day-to-day. You know, my mind's always operating in about a 24-hour window. You know, I don't really get you know, beyond that. So it's hard to look at it like that, you know, thinking about getting the 30 wins. Those are things you never think about. It's just you want to play well each day, and you want to attack each day the best you can. And these guys are doing that. I mentioned how they confront every challenge that comes our way, whether it's schedule, whether it's injuries, whether it's a change in a role. These guys have taken all those challenges, they've embraced them, and they've taken them head on.
So when you brought Perez in, you knew it was going to be one inning, and I mean, you had it, it could have gone multiple, but you kind of knew that, I guess you knew Suarez is available tomorrow, and you know.
Yeah, and I wasn't even looking that far ahead, Bo, to be honest with you. I was trying to win that game tonight, and then we'll deal with tomorrow. We got Chris Sale on the mound tomorrow, which helps. But I wanted someone to put down a sixth inning. And yeah, so I was looking at one inning there for Martin. And you know, I have a lot of confidence in the guy. You know, he's pitched really well for us, and he can handle himself out there regardless of the situation, regardless of who he's facing, what part of the lineup. He knows how to navigate, and he can defend himself against anybody. So you know, that's why I use him in that sixth inning.
As a follow-up, and you still see Martinez as a starter at some point?
Oh, yeah. Martinez is going to get a start here in the very near future.
And how have you managed that communication with him?
He's been great, man. And I told him, hey, Martinez, this isn't ideal, man, what we're doing to you. But he's been unbelievable. He's been a great pro. And he understands. I mean, would he pick this? No, I don't think anybody would. But you see him, he comes out there in the sixth inning tonight, and I think 12 pitches, the inning's over. So he's been, like I said, a Swiss Army knife, and he's been unbelievable in the room. He's been a model for the rest of our pitchers.
Well, last night you said the team's met all the challenges this season, taking the series from two of the other best teams in the NL at home and on the road. I mean, what's the ceiling for this season?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, like I say, there every part of the schedule has a challenge. Whether you know your team's coming in hot like the Cubs, or you got to go out west like we just did. So there, it's never easy. But you try to, like I said, try to attack the day every day. Just keep attacking the day, and then you look up at the end, and you know, it should be pretty good if you did it the right way.
All right.
Okay, thank you.